Welcome to the Master Sales Funnels Podcast. I am your host, Justin Coleman, and this is episode 15 of 30-Day Affiliate Action. Thank you for sticking with me, and after this episode, we will be halfway there. So, haven't been putting out an episode quite every day. We've had a lot of projects going on around here, and you probably need a little break here and there as well to get caught up and get all of your homework on this done. So, between sickness and projects, I'm plugging away, so rest assured that they'll keep coming, and I'm going to try and hit every day as we keep going. If you followed last episode, you should have a good understanding of keyword research and making great content for your new affiliate website. Today, we are going to start our website building process by building our homepage. I've said in previous episodes that even if you plan to do your content mostly on like YouTube or TikTok, a different platform, any other platform, you still need some kind of home base for your affiliate marketing business. So, if you take a look at mastersalesfunnels.com, my blog, take a look at the homepage, you'll see that it's a really good example of what you probably shouldn't be doing. It's next on my list after I get this podcast series done to go in and do a complete overhaul of the website and a redesign the way it should be now that I've learned all of the different tips and tricks into on how to, you know, make a good homepage, how to make a good affiliate blog in general. I've learned a lot since I built the site, and it's been a long time since it's had a redesign. One of the main issues with my homepage, if you take a look, is that it doesn't really speak to anyone per se. I mean, there's a generic call to action, there's a link to some articles, but the homepage doesn't really get a lot of traffic as it stands. There's not a lot of actual content on there except links to other pages. So every now and then someone will read one of my articles and then go to the homepage and look for other things, but usually people are just coming in off of Google or sometimes from a social post that I post out on Missing Letter via to different social platforms. But usually the homepage isn't really trafficked and it's not really serving a purpose. So you can see on the homepage there's a lot of broken styling. I haven't been able to figure out exactly what's wrong with it. I'm going to use a completely different theme that's going to be much faster to load than the one I'm currently using. So that's going to be redesigned. There's, like I said, not much like written content. So Google likes written content if they want to rank it. Written content or sales copywriting would speak more to my audience, and right now it just doesn't really speak to anybody. It just lists blog posts. There's one or two vague CTAs to like my book and like I think the workbook, but it's just very vague and it needs a lot of work. So what do you need in order to have a great homepage on your new website? I would say take a look at clickfunnels.com. So that is a really good example. They do a lot of A/B testing on every little thing that you can imagine. They're all about funnels and converting, so they know what works. So if you can like model the different sections of their homepage and kind of use elements that they're using, obviously don't copy it, but try to speak to your audience. They know what converts. They have clear CTAs on their website. That's call to action, if I didn't already say that, but they have clear calls to action. They want people to sign up for the ClickFunnels trial. So on your website, you need to discuss what do you want people to do? Why should they care about your content or the product that you're promoting? Likely you're going to be linking to your offer stack that sets you apart from people. You know, if you sign up for this affiliate software that I'm promoting, you're going to get X, Y, and Z training to make it a success for you. For now, your homepage can just be as simple as getting people to sign up via email and then get redirected to your affiliate offer. That's not ideal, but obviously you need more assets for your business. You need your offer stack to be created, which we haven't done yet, in order to be able to offer it to people. So make sure that you're speaking in your content to who your site is for, who the product is for, and why they should care. ClickFunnels also has a lot of social proof. I've seen a lot of other websites on their homepage put social proof on why the product works or the content that you're creating has helped people. It can be your own social proof if once you start gathering that on like why your offer stack is great to help people or has helped people have success with the affiliate offer that you're selling. That would be very solid to put on your homepage. But at this point, you can basically put social proof from your affiliate program. So what results has the program provided to people? What successes has it brought them? And then you can put something to the tune of, you know, these results are as seen on and whatever the website is. Just make sure you're giving that website credit that it's their social proof. But just having people see that lets them know that, yes, this product will work for people with or has worked for people that have had similar problems than them. So just something that, you know, gets that social proof out there so people start to, like, trust the product and believe that it can help them. You want sales copy on your homepage, essentially. You want to pre-frame people, get them in the state of mind of, you know, where they're starting at in their buyer's journey, and then your copy should take them through to getting, you know, either the affiliate offer right now or eventually your offer stack and why that's going to be their ultimate solution to their problem. You want to have sections where you break down the benefit of why your product is going to help them, why elements of your offer stack is going to help them. Benefits are more important to talk about than features, at least at first, because people can, you know, read features on a box, but they're not going to necessarily relate to what benefit it's going to help for them. So, you know, is it a software that builds funnels? Well, that's a feature. It's a drag and drop funnel builder, but that's not a benefit. The benefit is that you can create funnel pages easily and quickly so that you can, you know, double your revenue. I mean, that's a benefit to your business, showing them what the product can actually do for them in the end. So your homework for today is to go into your website and build your homepage. Use WordPress to build your homepage using the tips that we've given in this episode. Whatever theme you've chosen, whatever host you've chosen, just get in there and start creating content and copy, leading people to your affiliate offer straight from the homepage and why they should care, what benefits it gives them. Start thinking about these and putting them on your homepage. If you haven't already, be sure to join the community and introduce yourself, participate. You can do so at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. Be sure to share and rate this podcast. If you want to check out further reading on homepages and some helpful links that I've mentioned in this episode, be sure to check out the show notes at mastersalesfunnels.com/61. Tune in tomorrow as we start to discuss creating your first product review for your website. Until then, earn extra, take control, and help more. Let's keep tackling affiliate marketing. See you next time.